This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we got some of the InfoWars crew in here with us right now. A lot of toxic masculinity. We have the great Michael Yon coming up. This 9-0 vote, the Democrats voted saying, and I've read some of the ruling, slavery's illegal, taking somebody's rights, taking their right to run for office when they haven't been convicted or even charged is slavery. They quoted that, I showed that last hour, in the ruling. That's a big deal, guys. You want to comment on it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is this is filled with liberal tears right here, and we're going to be drinking them up for the next few days. But the war is not over, but we did win a big battle. So
the function of checks and balances, and the liberals are going to try to completely get rid of the court at this point because their lip service for democracy is utter crap. And you know, God bless America. Like Alex said, it's hard to kill America, and yet another death blow was avoided here, even if it was momentarily. And I also think we need a some sort of punishment for attempted tyranny. I don't know how that would work, but you know there's going to reform.
This is like attempted robbery of our...
Attempted murder. Just because somebody doesn't murder you doesn't mean you just go, all right, better luck next time.
That's right. They try to say we can't vote for who we want. This is real election theft, attempted election theft in front of us.
Yep, attempted tyranny. There's got to be some sort of function for that. I don't know what it is.
And what did Bismarck say about America, the big Austrian-Hungarian statesman? He said, God loves children, drunks the United States of America.
Yeah, so obviously all their lip service to democracy has just been baloney. And in the name of their allegations that the 2020 election was stolen or attempted to be stolen by Trump, they have attempted to steal the 2024 election through this lawfare, which is the great irony, I think, of this whole fiasco that we've been experiencing. So I'm just pleased to see a 9-0 victory. I'm pleased to see that they're not going to be able to call it Trump's Supreme Court, because it wasn't just his justices or the so-called conservative justices that were behind this ruling. This is an awesome victory for America and the world, for that matter.
That's right. This 9-0 is seismic.
And, you know, we don't get a lot of reason to celebrate all the time, but this is definitely one of them times. Last time we did this, Alex, 2016, we popped open champagne. But I'll never forget Jones soon afterwards. We're all trying to celebrate, and then Alex is pretty soon, he's like, well, this is bad as well, because they're really going to come after us now. And so there could be some blowback from this, attempted blowback, but we'll see what happens, man.
Well, that's what we better start talking about, is how the enemy's going to attack.
Yeah, because they're not done, obviously. They're pissed off. They didn't want this to be unanimous, and so now they figure they got work to do, and they're coming.
There you go.
So last time InfoWars celebrated like this, I was just a listener viewing at home, and I just popped up a beer open and cheers with the crew from home, and I hope everyone else is doing that at home as well. But people have to get used to winning. We've been so demoralized that this is so major, and we have to put ourselves in the mindset that we can win, we are winning, and we're going to continue to win, you know, and just kind of manifest that and just think optimistically. People have been black-pilled. You know, there's more people that are in the world right now that are fighting with their lives, and we got to keep that in mind, that we are the majority. And here's to all the InfoWars listeners and everyone that...
Oh yeah, they're the ones. Without the listeners, none of this happened. You're not the tail, you're the dog. And try to pull up during the break when we come back. Pull up Return of the Jedi. It's cheesy, but it's a great analogy. It's why it's so powerful. Admiral Akbar, when the Super Destroyer gets destroyed and crashes in the Death Star, because he knows he's won, he's like, oh... You start to get that feeling like we're starting to win, folks. It's happening. The momentum's there. Pull up Death the Death Star, Admiral Akbar. I don't know what the exact name of it is, but that's a perfect scene coming in.
Oh, yeah, and just to add to all this, the Liberty Movement's taking this W in stride because we know we got a long election year ahead of us. And
they'll probably stage a mass shooting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're acknowledging it for what it is, but there's still a lot of issues out there that are still really relevant on the tops of American minds, like the open border. So I encourage everyone to stick around for Michael Yon coming up very soon to give the latest on that.
Stay there. We're going to come back next segment. We'll go back for everybody. So we're at the end here with Scott Bronson. We'll go back for everybody else. So when we come back, try to find that clip with something like Super Star Destroyer, Destruction, Return of the Jedi. I want to play that clip because that's how I feel like Admiral Ackbar. Like, yeah, the Death Star ain't blown up yet, but damn, it's on fire. We'll be right back.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got some of the crew in here, the folks that wanted to come on air. And we're going to be talking about how big this is. But a 9-0, meaning the Democrats knew it was so criminal, with no conviction, no indictment, to strip him off the ballot, total election theft. The Democrats last week, the mouthpiece, the pedophile enemy, literally Jeffrey Epstein run, The Atlantic, came out and said, we don't care if he wins, we're not going to accept it, and we're uncertified. That's what they indicted Trump for, but not for insurrection. So this is a huge deal, but they found the clip. Go ahead, and this is how I feel like Admiral Ackbar. They haven't blown up the second Death Star yet, but they destroy the Super Star Destroyer. It crashes into the Death Star. Roll it from the start. Go ahead.
Log on to the strongest power source. It should be the power generator.
Forward. Stay alert. We could run out of space real fast.
Playing this stuff is cheesy, but it's a good archetype what we're doing. I mean, we're literally taking on the New World Order, the CIA, all of them, and defeating them right now. They cannot stand it. We're taking the hunter back.
Head back to the surface. See if you can get a few of those TIE fighters to follow you.
Copy, old leader.
I guess they got the full seat. That's fine. It builds the suspense, because that's what the Supreme Court ruling is. It means they're going to go against all the lawfare, all that's going to be repudiated.
Don't fight this more time. Concentrate all fire on that superstar destroyer.
And literally, ladies and gentlemen,
we've lost our bridge deflector shield.
They're going down. CIA, the New World Order, this whole coup against us is over. No matter what happens to us, they're going down. Here comes InfoWars. Too late, bitches. It is. This is the only place is the allegory. To feel the tide turn. We have the initiative. They're going to stage mass shootings. They're going to try to start World War III. But at least we're going down fighting, folks. All right, that's good. Now they're about to blow it. All right, gentlemen, all closing comments here before we go to break. I'm going to take this break because we need to take this break. And then we'll come back with Michael Yon here in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say that I think Colorado, when they brought this to the Supreme Court, their Supreme Court said that they unanimously decided that he could be taken off. And I think that also shows how important it is to pay attention to your local areas, because you have New York that is clearly just doing whatever they want to do. They're doing things to attack the American citizen and just ruin your everyday life. So, they attack us on a global level, but they're extending well into our local areas.
Letitia James is trying to take over the beef industry.
100%. And if you think that you can have a strong society without beef, I would say go ahead and ask the Chinese when they were dealing with the Mongols. Beef is king when it comes to if you want to be big and strong. So just pay attention to the local battles as well as the global battles that we're fighting.
The unanimous ruling from SCOTUS ought to finally put to rest all the insurrection narratives they've been pushing on Trump's these last couple of years.
Huge repudiation on January 6th.
Tremendous. So I encourage everyone to go to their neighbor, friend, or relative who listens to MSNBC or CNN all the time to ask them which Supreme Court justice they think is a Putin agent.
I just want to say we have another big case coming up in the Supreme Court for Texas and whether or not Texas can arrest the immigrants and detain them and send them home. And that, I imagine, is going to go in our way as well. So, again, just get ready for major victories. Put your head in the mindset. And, you know, we're going to keep winning. I'm not going to get tired of it. And I know none of the listeners are going to be tired of it. So here's to Trump and America and, again, Team Humanity. Cheers.
Yeah, more victories to come. I've noticed that in local restaurants, stop at a bar, take a drink, just hearing people's conversations, a lot different from a few years ago. People are definitely waking up. Alex will tell you that he walks down the street and people want their pictures taken with them. They got nothing but good things to say. When a few years ago, a lot of obscenities yelled at you, you know, towards your direction. So it's changing quite a bit. I hear people talking all the time about, well, even the Supreme Court decision. Yesterday we went to breakfast and we heard people talking about how unfair it is that this is happening to Trump and they're trying to steal the election. So this is the average conversation you're hearing nowadays. So that's a good sign. We are winning.
That's right. These scumbags went too far, Darren.
What's that?
They went too far.
Yeah, they went too far. Yeah, and people are pissed off. And all walks of life. Because this was a Latino family that I overheard talking about it, you know, yesterday at breakfast. So good signs of more victories to come.
You know, I talked about this a little bit last week when Harrison was out and he was gracious enough to have me substitute for him on his show, The American Journal. Weekdays, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. And I dream of the day that at Republican rallies or Trump rallies or whatever patriotic rallies, we hear people, instead of shouting USA, USA over and over again, they shout America, America, America over and over again. Because I think with all these false flag operations we've had and the corruption that we've seen in the United States government over the last 50 years, there really is a difference between America and the United States, the establishment political elite. And this was a major victory for America this week, today.
Especially. Yeah, we better be talking about how they're going to strike back.
Well, you know, they tried to essentially convict or punish a man for a crime he had not been convicted of. So this is a huge victory for the mere basis of law and order and outside all of the legal arguments and political.
That's right. People still remember Harrison due process.
In some small regard, at least the Supreme Court seems to still hold on to it. But at the end of the day, outside of all the language that's used, this is pure and simple cheating because they have to cheat to win because they have nothing to offer the American people. All of their policies are crap. They all completely fail in horrific ways and make everything worse for everybody. So they have to try to cheat to win, and that in and of itself is a victory. So we should take the victory. We should appreciate it. But we should also double down and know that it's not time to rest on our haunches, but this is a beachhead. And we need to take the fight to them. That's my take.
Try it.
I would just like to say to the Krasenstein brothers, 9-0 Supreme Court ruling. There you go. There's your ruling that you've been so looking for all this time. So cheers, everyone.
Scott, everybody got to talk twice, but you always make great points. Go ahead and give Scott the microphone the last 2 minutes.
I really don't have anything else really to say. It's just such a...
Well, you always keep doing your own little podcast. I think you're really smart. Trying to do... Tell me what you think.
TED Talks, and I... I think... I am shocked by the 9-0. I thought they were going to figure out a way...
to finagle something in there of, you know, my two kids were arguing and this is my standard for my ruling here. Something.
Yeah, it's a referendum on the end of rule of law.
And, you know, you guys had mentioned democracy and stuff. This is something that is so important to them and so pure that they have to figure out a way that they can use government money to pay people to do it. And if it's something that you really want, that you really think is important, you don't need the money to do it. Like the,
and we're a republic, not a democracy.
But absolutely. But like they keep their talking point. Democracy, so important, so important. But that they just tried to pass laws in order to get them to where they could pay people to do democracy. If you have to be paid to do it, then it can't be that important. Because
you're a mercenary.
You're a mercenary, exactly. So,
plus, when you pay one group, then there's no free, it all goes away. Communism only works in the first few stages.
Well, the money eventually runs out. You know, my dad, when I was a kid, always told me, never speak bad of people that can give you a job. Those people, can, you know, rich people, these are the people that give you jobs. These are the people that allow you to create a life. Never talk bad about those people. And I think it's something that a lot of people forget. You know, all
and now we've got ultra-rich at war against the wealthy and the middle class and the poor. They want a monopoly.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's the free market wealthy that we should appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely. Because ideas and freedom always rise to the top.
All right. Great job, crew. We'll be right back with Michael Young. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel joining us. Great reporters. They don't hype. It's the biggest news yet on the UN invasion camps in Mexico, also built on the Texas side by Mayorkas, and down in Panama and across the border in South America. They've got new videos, new reports on the massive upscaling of the invasion points. And it'll take a lot of time to get to this, but I've got to talk to Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel first and say, 9-0 Supreme Court. I read part of the ruling here today. They said this is slavery when you've not been convicted or indicted. It takes money off the ballot. Donald Trump is not a slave of the courts. Actually said this, the courts do not own people. The courts are not God. How did they get the Democrats to go along? Because it was so outrageous. I see this as a major turning point. So I really respect Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel. I want to get your takes briefly on this. And then more importantly, how will the enemy strike back with something this big? Because this is a bellwether or a signal that all this lawfare that's been out of control, the total weaponization, is about to be thrown up by the Supreme Court. I'm worried about, and I'm serious when I say it, the globalist truck bombing the Supreme Court while it's in session. And I'm serious when I say that. That's the thing that pops in my head when I do the deep analysis and just focus on the info. They're saying they're going to stack the court. They're trying to intimidate and blackmail the court. It's not working. Michael Yon, a former Green Beret and top wartime reporter, and Ann Vandersteel, incredible reporter as well. What do you think about this?
Well, it's pretty obvious. The lawfare has reached an extreme phase at this point, everything short of mass trials. I mean, that we're just one step. You've talked about these sorts of things for years, Alex, so none of this is new to you at all. Of course, we're focusing on some of the physical aspects of the war as well. For instance, the Darien Gap and the jungle down there and the fire that just happened in one of the camps that clearly targeted immigration records, let's say invasion records, that are in one of the Centerfront camps down in Panama in the Darien Gap. And so I think you've seen what's happened down there. On Friday night, there was a riot in one of the camps. It's one of the camps that we go to all the time.
And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in a moment and show the video you sent us and all of it. I noticed a headline this week, even USA reported, the Chi-Coms have ordered all COVID data erased. No mention of COVID. So that's a communist tactic to memory hole things. So you've sent the guys the clips. We've got them. We'll roll these while you talk. But speak big picture, million-foot view on where we are right now and what you expect the deep state to do. I know you want to focus on the Darien Gap. That's very important. You broke that. It's out there. Great job. But just I want your gravitas on what's currently happening with the Supreme Court and Trump.
Alex, this is a time, I was listening to your previous guest, this is a moment when Americans are rising right now. Americans are standing up and we're saying, we've had it with this corrupt criminal cabal. This is not a government of, by, and for the people. And the public pressure that has been put on the court system, which has clearly been usurped by the globalists for some time now, has become too much. The deafening roar of freedom from Americans, freedoms from the usurpation of the of their freedoms, saying, we're done. We're done with this criminal cabal. They saw their way to doing what was right. And they recognized that, you know, leveraging the 14th Amendment in the fashion that they were trying to do, which was just make up their own interpretation, wasn't going to stand up anymore. And Americans are becoming more educated about what's really fact when it comes to the Constitution, the body politic, the body sovereign, and the law of the land that we stand on, and what separates us and the constitutional republic, which is that Constitution, a trust document, from the legislative democracy of Washington, D.C., which is governed by administrative law, rules, codes, statutes, and ordinances. Donald Trump's a living man. He's not there, and so he's not them. And the problem is they were trying to apply their processes onto a free man, and you can't do that. He is allowed to be elected or allowed to be put on the ballot, and the Colorado Supreme Court was literally making stuff up, Alex. They were completely twisting the words of our Constitution in order to try and fit a square peg in a round hole. And the people saw through it, and the campaign that we have waged, and we told our public servants, in fact, to do their job. And we're seeing that happen around the country right now, and it's very exciting. The other oppressor out there that we can't let go ignored is the United Nations, the public, the pressure that they've been putting on with their unofficial State Department at the World Economic Forum, two organizations you know very well and have lamented on for years, in fact, about, have been trying to, you know, promote their ideology into our Constitution. Again,
well, that's right. I mean, 6 years ago, Lou Dobbs talked about the Darien Gap and the U.N. camps and the U.N. debit cards from George Soros and the State Department. He got fired from Fox Business. So it's important to focus on this. We're going to get to that in a moment. Thanks for your take and excellent points. Michael Young, your take on the American battle space. I know you're focusing on the invasion, the gates being blown open. We'll get to that coming up next segment. But your view as a really smart guy on where we are right now, because we're having this big Supreme Court victory. Why do you think that happened?
Well, we've already crossed the Rubicon. There's no way out of this that's pretty. I mean, it would be like turning around a freighter ship in the Panama Canal. It's just not, it's there. And the bottom line is we have at least tens of millions of aliens in the United States, most of whom are military age males, and most of whom, you won't believe the things that we're seeing down there. A lot of these people are clear operative types. Look what just happened in San Vicente camp on Friday night, the big fire, right? And it specifically targeted the records of
Senate. So start getting into that. Start over. Tell us about the fire. We'll show the footage you got. Key records building torch. What's happening?
Well, the key record, you know, we were just at that building. We were just out there, 2 weeks ago? Ann Bannersteel and I were standing right there with Masako Ganaha and Laura Loomer. Laura interviewed that Somali guy right in front of the building that just caught on fire, right? We were like 8 feet away, right? And you'll see the building in the background with Laura's interview with the Somali. There was an Iranian guy there. They all talked very suspicious. Who is this Iranian guy with the perfect English and the perfect teeth, bodybuilder guy, right? It looked like he had not been through the jungle. There was a Chinese guy in a similar position. Now, there are a lot of people who might want to destroy those records or steal those records. And my guesstimate is somebody actually stole the records. I'm very familiar with that camp. I'm very familiar with the surroundings of that camp. That's the camp that Mayorkas went to on April 18th, 2022. I was physically present when he went. Hayes is about 40 yards away from the front gate of that camp. So Hayes is about 50 yards away from the fires, right? So
and Hayes, for people who don't know, is the international Jewish migrant group.
Right, of which Mayorkas, Ali Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security chief, was a board member on Hayes, right? He's actually a migrant from Cuba. Both of his parents were Jewish, and he was a board member on Hayes. If you go to Hayes.org, you will see them congratulating Mayorkas as he moves over to the Department of Homeland Security. Now, the UN organizations and other NGOs are quickly taking over places like Panama. The Panamanian government sees it now. They see very clearly that these organizations are working hard. They're doing the same in Thailand. I'm watching Thailand as well. They're doing the same in Japan. I'm watching Japan closely. I'll be there again next week in Japan.
Last year. Japan, for the first time, opens its borders. What's going on? All right, Ann Vandersteel and Michael Young, our guests, to give us. This is just the first of like seven different big breaking stories they've got straight ahead. But boom, Supreme Court unanimously says Soros lawfare, total fraud trying to steal the election. Trump back on the ballot.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the demon rats have introduced legislation. We've got the clip coming up after our guests leave us to pull Trump off the ballot with congressional vote. And they've said even if he wins, they're not going to accept it, which they've indicted him for doing, which he didn't do. He wanted an investigation. Wow, so much at InfoWars.com. So if you can't wait to hear it when I cover it, go to InfoWars.com right now. Michael Young and Ann Vandersteel are doing a superlative job exposing all of this. They're back in the United States now, I'm told, at the Bright Eon Studios. They're in Tennessee. I'm glad to hear Bright Eon's expanding, not just here in Texas. So you sent me a whole list of big developments, and you guys have put Darien Gap on the map, and now Congress is covering it, the giant UN camps they're building. What are the other big developments? You were telling me these are the biggest developments yet that we're looking at right now, Michael Young and Ann Vandersteel.
You know, these are so big. You know, I went on the Tucker Show the other day, thanks in part to your recommendation. And we only had, Tucker had only scheduled 10 or 15 minutes for me, but we went on for as long as he could. And then he wants to do another 3 to 4 hours. He sees how important Darien is, thanks to you, sir, and thanks to others who recommended to Tucker to do this. So a lot of people are seeing how serious this invasion through the Darien is now, right? This is absolutely existential to the United States. That's the main invasion route. There's something else going on down there that you and I have talked about on your show a few times, and that is that they're making a crossing to Colombia. They're building a bridge. We were just down there again. They're going to build a road straight to Colombia. Now, this is very important to the United States for various reasons. One is hoof and mouth disease. One of the reasons we've never had the road to South America is the United States did not want this because we didn't want these diseases up into the United States. You might recall even a year or so ago, I was talking on your show about the potential of screwworms getting into the United States. Screwworms are flesh-eating worms that really rip into cattle and humans, too. They've killed humans in Texas and other parts
of
the United
States.
Yeah,
for folks who don't know, my dad's one of his earliest memories is in the 50s. The total war in East Texas, with the federal government involved with these really toxic poisons he believes killed his dad decades later, cyanide powder, to kill the screwworms. They don't eat dead meat. They eat live flesh.
Yeah, you're one of the few people that even know that. You know, Dr. Michael Vickers, whom we've talked about numerous times on your show, Dr. Michael Vickers told me last week on the phone that the Department of Agriculture now in Texas is getting daily briefings on the march back to the United States from the screwworms. Now, as you know, our parents' generation and grandparents, especially grandparents, fought the screwworms out of the United States, fought them down through Mexico. It was a literal war. Fought them down into, and basically the front line of the war is now the Darien Gap. So our Department of Agriculture irradiates billions of flies and drops those over the Darien Gap. They used to do that in Texas, right? And now, but, you know, so I've been warning for a couple of years. I thought these screwworms were going to make it back to the United States. So I contacted this screwworm, facility down in Panama, and they're very cagey. It's an American Department of Agriculture facility. They were very, very cagey. They didn't want to talk. And now we see the screwworms. You know, there's reports that they're up, and they're actually, the United States Department of Agriculture is now working to reopen a facility in Costa Rica to fight these things back. Something is wrong. We know our food supply is under attack, and that's why I wanted to talk with them a couple of years ago, because I thought, well, they're the government, and they're going to screw us the way with the screwworms. So anyway, the bottom line is we have a lot of things going on in Panama besides the Panama Canal, which in and of itself is obviously incredibly important to the United States, and the Darien Gap, and just the location of Panama where you can affect, you know, South America, Central America, and obviously the United States. That's airstrike distance from the United States. And now there's the biological issue as well, which has been there for generations, and we've known about for actually in Spanish they call it the tampon de Darien, which means the tampon of Darien, the plug of Darien. They call it the plug because we're trying to keep everything plugged down in South America that we don't want into Panama and into the United States. But right now, that plug is being opened. They're building a road. We were just down there looking at it again a couple weeks ago.
And just the Texas story, because my dad, the doctor, thought that's what killed my grandfather, an amazing guy, Jerry Jones, who's like 52 years old, was in the screwworm battle, the federal government shipped in tractor trailers for the ranchers of cyanide powder. And you were supposed to wear gloves and masks, but it still got everywhere. They would put it all over the cows to kill the screwworms. So the federal government had to use cyanide in Texas and in Mexico to stop these things, and now they're just being brought right back in.
They kill people, too. They get in your nose and kill children and whatnot. But yeah, these things, they're flesh-eating worms, and they don't, you know, they
describe it. They go into your sinus, lay eggs, and then maggots eat your brain.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's terrible.
That's exactly right. And, Alex, they have no intention of slowing this down whatsoever. That bridge that we uncovered and exposed that connects the South American continent to the North American continent is going to expedite all of this. In fact, these Embera Indians that we've been reporting on that are using their riverboat canoes to basically be taxi cabs on the water for hundreds of thousands of migrants are going to lose that commercial business that they built up when they abandoned their agricultural business to take care of the influx of invaders that have been, you know, basically usurped into their own reservations because the UN, you know, just took over and set up shop. So now these people are going to be without their agricultural society, without their other form of business, as these migrants can invade now. These invaders can invade just directly up across the bridge and into the United States. And, you know, moreover, all of that, we have to now look at what's actually happening on another global scale, the banking side, right, Alex? The Federal Reserve on March 11th is going to say, okay, folks, it's time. No more money is going out. And we know that last November, Jamie Dimon, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan all said, guess what? We can't go from 0% reserves to 3%. We can't increase 3%. We don't have the money. So when they cut off the spigot, the Fed is now picking winners and losers, and you're going to have a whole bunch of migrants, invaders, that are in the country right now with their debit cards at $2,200 a month and north of there that will be cut off as well. What do you think is going to happen when the Customs and Border Protection openly admits to 47 million illegals in this country since 2021, all on some kind of debit EBT card dependent on the government, and it gets cut off because there's no more money? Who's going to start writing besides the fact that we're also going to get cut off? It is going to become – that's a recipe for complete melee here in the country, Alex.
So that's the most important club. I want you to elaborate, Michael, but that's the most important club. When I put this up to Bandot Video and on X later, I'm going to put your clip in up front because they're already giving illegal aliens preferential treatment to get them here. They're already cut the veterans and the citizens off. And you're right. They're saying they're about to cut the illegals off. 20 million is conservative, probably 40 plus million, as you said, not the 10 million that Rand Paul talks about. Nothing against him, which is not true.
Those are CPB numbers. I posted that from CPB. They have their own numbers, 47 million since 2021.
So let's elaborate on that. And Michael, but you talk about an angrier world. Talk about the numbers, then talk about what happens when they cut those debit cards off, when they cut those welfare checks.
Let's talk about real humanitarians. You know, there's vegetarians and pescatarians and fruitarians, and then when people get hungry, they become humanitarians, right? Straight up cannibals. I mean, you know, the bottom line is that when people are hungry, they go straight to cannibalism, a lot of them within even a week, right? That's what we're looking at. This is straight up, you know, you talk about this all the time, Alex. You know, it's coming. It's coming. You look at Europe right now talking about, you know, sending over excess money from Europe to Ukraine. I mean, this is all the great taking, right? This is this is oligarch versus oligarch. You've talked about this for many years. Nobody needs to brief Alex Jones on any of this. If anything, I mean, the bottom line is we're going into a war. We're actually in the front stages of the war now. It has not become highly kinetic yet, but that day is clearly coming.
Elaborate on that.
Well, the bottom line is we have been infused with tens of millions of military-age males from all over the world. There's different ecosystems. We have the Chinese, as an example, who are going up. They're doing their illegal marijuana farms up in Maine and Oregon and Oklahoma and everywhere else. And we've got major bloggers, you know, basically pushing Americans to smoke the dope and whatnot. We've got fentanyl coming across, killing thousands of Americans per month. They're making money off destroying our military-age males, while their military-age males come through places like the Darien Gap, filled with testosterone, ready to fight, filled with piss and vinegar. And actually, we've been told that a lot of the Chinese, they've already picked out which homes they're going to.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Response of the Democrats in each state. Here's a Supreme Court ruling for Donald Trump, 9-0, that the Colorado case and others are complete total frauds. That's coming up. Another special guest popping in, but Michael Young, investigative journalist, has spent the last few years, probably, I don't know, 6 months or more, the Darien Gap down there exposing the UN camps. Now that one of the biggest stories out there, and Ann Banner's still down there with you. You were talking about the Chi-Coms. You interview them, you talk to them, you got Iranians, oh, we're taking over America, ha, ha, ha. You know, all these military-age men with the same shoes, same backpacks marching through. I mean, this is so organized. You got caught up on the break, Michael Young, talking about how the Chi-Coms are even talking about what houses they're going to get in America. Elaborate on that and start over.
Well, they've got their own ecosystem. The Chinese, you know, they're not coming in helter-skelter like the like many of the Venezuelans are coming in mostly helter-skelter. But keep in mind, even within Venezuelans, there's different ecosystems. You've got Iranians coming through with Venezuelan passports because Iranians can fly to Venezuela and get new passports on arrival. You've got Hezbollah that have grown up in Venezuela who speak Spanish fluently. They've got their own ecosystems. But the Chinese Communist Party is working very diligently to take over the United States. Not just the United States, but the world. You know, this is the first time in human history where somebody could actually, probably with a long-term goal, a strategy, actually kind of pull it off. And, you know, I've seen this when I've been up in Tibet and Hong Kong. You'll see what they do is they just drip, drop, demographic warfare, slowly bring in enough people, fill up the bathtub until they've got the critical mass of people. Of course, they don't just
and it's only open societies that allow them to do that. They use that against us. So elaborate. They're specifically saying they're looking at what houses they're going to get.
Yeah, actually, I mean, we've been told that they're looking at which properties they're just going to take.
They're using satellite. They're using satellite imagery, Alex. They're just Google Earth satellite is a great resource for everybody, and the Chinese Communist Party has used that, mapped out. My house goes to this one, your house goes to that one, and that's they.
So they're already mapping out what they're going to do during the collapse. Their own culture, and we know the left's using a Maoist blueprint they admit to take over.
Yeah, and they'll stick together, of course. It's not going to be, you know, some outlier Chinese out in the middle of nowhere or the middle of a separate demographic. They will consolidate their resources and powers. You know, these marijuana farms that they have up in Maine, you can look on the news. I mean, it's big. They've been seizing, you know, huge amounts of the U.S. government has been seizing huge amounts of marijuana from some of these grows. But they, as you know, they can instantly turn these marijuana grows into food as well. So when the crisis occurs, the huge crisis occurs, you know, they plan to mostly weather the storm. Obviously.
And we've got Bill Gates buying up, and now all the billionaires are dumping everything going into food. Why is that?
But yeah, I mean, over in Netherlands, Misako Ganaha and I, we went to a restaurant in Netherlands where they're actually selling printed steaks. I mean, like sort of like a jet printer. We bought some, we didn't eat them. We didn't even taste them. But we went over there and we ordered these printed steaks, like inkjet. Look at it on YouTube. You know,
what they are is literally rotting bacteria.
It's nasty. I mean, you know, but actually, if you didn't know the difference, it would look like a real steak. You know, it's nasty because we know what it is. But, you know, they're doing the same over in Netherlands, for instance, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation investing hundreds of millions of dollars into the picnic distribution centers, three of which actually burned down when we were there. We went to one, actually. It had already burned down. It was still smoldering. But these
That's
are,
another
you know,
question. We know there's record burning of food production facilities. What's behind that?
Coincidence? Maybe. I mean, it could be coincidence like those records that just burned last Friday night down in the Darien Gap. Sure are a lot of coincidences going on, right? I mean,
Alex, you know what? Dr. Richard Bartlett, who lives in Texas, was down driving in El Paso the other day. He called to tell me that Customs and Border Protection stopped his car, and they were stopping all the cars down on the highway in El Paso along the border. But he asked the police officer at the Customs Border Agent, said, you know, are you an American? And Dr. Bartlett said, yes, I am. The border agent didn't ask for a passport, driver's license, any kind of identification. He sort of looked in the car and said, okay, fine, go on. And before he left, Dr. Bartlett said, well, why aren't you stopping all of these 18-wheelers that are flying by? CBP said, we don't have the resources. So meanwhile, we know, the reporting I've done on Fast and Furious that, and what we see happening at the border, there's all kinds of contraband coming in. These 18-wheelers, how many stories have we read about illegals that have burned up and suffocated in these 18-wheelers? But what else can they be carrying? NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical weapons, weapons caches, uniforms, and
and we have the FBI director saying they've never seen such a threat, so they're getting us ready for it. So they allow it to happen. The Justice Department doesn't let the judges.
Hegelian dialect. Right? Hegelian dialect, let it happen, and then we'll come in with a solution. And General Flynn talking about seven divisions of the Chinese army already in this country, and we've seen the amount of Chinese down at the border ourselves. It's clearly they're setting us up.
It's hard to believe, but it's actually happening.
That's right. Hard to believe, but it's actually happening. And, you know, this is why Michael Yan has been telling people, you know, pandemic, he saw it in January of 2020 when it was coming. And we've been, you know, he's been sounding the alarm. And many of us, like yourself, have been sounding the alarm for a long time. Be prepared with food, you know, food, because they are destroying our food supply. If it's not burning down, it's wildfires that are killing feedlots. If it's not that, it's screwworm or other zoonotic diseases like multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. that also slaughters humans and cattle.
And they hit us with the poison shots, 20-plus million dead. This is the war. Michael said at the start of the interview, we're in the start of it. I agree. We're at the beginning of the end of the first phase. We're at the beginning of the end of the first phase. We're going into the second phase, Michael, I believe.
Yeah, it's very clear. It's going to get very deadly, and you know, and very quickly as the food. Eventually, something will happen. I think we can all smell that. Whether it's power outages and communication stop, you know, if we have serious power outages, everybody knows where that goes. That goes directly to famine, and famine goes straight to true humanitarianism. You know, cannibalism, right? I mean, straight up destruction of the United States as we know it. The same with Europe. You know, I've spent more than 6 years running around Europe. It, you know, this idea that Europe is some big civilized place and more civilized than the United States, basically it's the white people in the Middle East. I spent 6 years all over Europe. You know, I'm not impressed with their ability to keep the peace there. They will not do it. Look, last time I was in the UK last year, you know, London is, it is London stand now, right? And Ireland's the same. I went to Ireland last year. I was in Dublin. I was up in Belfast. You know, there's more than 20 miles of walls. That's more impressive than Trump Wall, by the way, and the Trump Wall is pretty impressive. But it's more impressive even than that up in Belfast, Ireland, to keep Irish, white people Irish, away from white people Irish because, you know, Catholics versus Protestants. Meanwhile, they're flooding the place with Afghans and Somalis and Nigerians and who's who in the zoo. And now Ireland is starting to have very serious problems. And this has been a long time coming. The fact that you even named your show InfoWars, I mean, the highest form of warfare is information warfare. I mean, you saw it a long time ago. That's what destroyed our borders with the Declaration of North America and so many other things that Ann and you have talked about.
And now we're living in it. All right. Michael Yon, great job. Michael_Yon on X. And Ann Vandersteel as well. People can find her very, very easily as well. We've been putting that on screen. We'll talk to you guys both very soon. God bless.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. We got Benny Johnson, who's an amazing talk show host and really informative, joining us for 30 minutes. And then I'm going to get into all the new Supreme Court stuff, the Democrat deep state response, and a bunch of other economic news, a bunch of other police state news. We got a big third hour lined up for you right now. Please remember, the power of this broadcast is you deciding to share the links, the articles, and the clips. You're doing it, but do it even more. And you fund this operation. InfoWarsStore.com has incredible products like Nitric Boost that cleans out your blood, your veins, your arteries, your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost, discounted 40% off. We've got other amazing products. It's about to sell out. Next Level Foundational Energy isn't a stimulant. It's the breakdown of a bunch of compounds that most cells can't process. One of the things is, of course, folic acid. That it turns into methylfolate. Next Level Foundational Energy. Then what is a stimulant is 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force. At InfoWarsStore.com, it's also discounted. Small scoop is all I would take. 10 hours of clean energy without the letdown. It's time release. It's the ultimate formula. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force. Get your Turbo Force today. And for all the silver products with the patented nano silver, not available at InfoWarsStore.com, go to DrJonesNaturals.com. D-R, don't spell it doctor. DrJonesNaturals.com. And all the nano silver products, the original super blue toothpaste with nano silver, and the tea tree, and the iodine, concentrated, lasts twice as long as regular toothpaste or longer. And all the wound gel, and the immune gargle, and a bunch of other killer supplements at DrJonesNaturals.com. And that's how you support the broadcast. Plus, these are great products you need. Take action now. Fund those tip of the spear while getting great products at the same time at Dr. Jones Naturals. One word, DrJonesNaturals.com. I'm going to thank you all for your support, but you owe it to yourself to get these products at DrJonesNaturals.com or get stuff like Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.